Hey there, this is Mike. Welcome to the Feeling Twisty podcast. I'm really glad you're here. I'm thrilled at the response to my new site, feelingtwisty.com. I'm hearing from you in waves now, and I love it. I love reading that the podcast is making an impact, and I enjoy reading the stories you share with me, so thank you for that. I hear from folks often about love, and not necessarily about love, more specifically about a particular person. Now, let me stop right here and remind you, I've got no qualifications to be a manifesting teacher or coach. I'm just sharing with you my experiences. That's all I ever want to do on here, share my experiences and that of others that share their stories with me. That being said, I've seen in online manifesting groups, this topic, the specific person, comes up a lot. And I see comments from people, you know, when someone posts a question about that, the SP, then others kind of jump on, like, why are you doing, just get over that, and it, why not be a little more loving in your comments? Every person's desires are valid, and their questions are valid. And to be honest, I've seen some of your comments, and then you reach out to me and ask me questions. We could all be a little less judgmental and just be loving and imagine lovingly for each other. And instead of telling someone they're silly, realize that their desire is something that's important to them, and a loving response is always going to be the best response if you feel like you need to offer your input. I spoke to someone a week or two ago, and their concern was over a particular man. They want that man to have a relationship again with that man. And that's okay. What I'm going to do today is do what I did when I talked to this person. I shared my own story of my SP. This goes back about 36 years. Time flies. There was a girl that I dated on and off in high school. Now, looking back, to be honest, it was more off than on, but in my mind, I had this whole romantic relationship built. Most of the time, I was chasing her around because I knew she was the girl for me. I even switched high schools because of her. I just knew she was the one. She was all I thought about day and night, and I couldn't possibly be happy without her. I knew we'd be together. I felt God wanted us together. I mean, I met her in church. I switched to a Christian high school to be with her. God is on my side, right? Even the teachers were telling me, Mike, you're going to make such a great couple. Oh, yeah, you're going to get married. You're such a cute couple. Well, then, yeah. It's set. A couple years pass, we're out of high school, and I'm still stuck on her, obsessed. We were still dating, on and off, a lot more off than on, but I bought an engagement ring anyway, certain that she would say yes. I mean, I bought the ring. It was a tiny ring, too, a tiny little diamond. Well, anyway, she said no. Not the right time, I get it. It crushed me, so I agreed, give it more time, and all I was thinking about was let's hurry up and get to the next time. Well, I proposed two more times. I'll save you all the gory details. And both of those other proposals were turned down. The last one, I was certain I was going to do it right this time. I called her dad to ask him, hey, can we meet? I want to talk to you. You know, do it because that's what you do. You ask the father for permission, and I figured if I can get the dad on my side, she has to say yes. Well, he must have called her as soon as we hung up, because less than 5 minutes later, she called me very upset. Mike, what are you doing? We are not getting married. Then it finally sunk in. Okay. I even noticed that I was being a little weird about it, and I knew it was time to let this go. No more on and off, just off. Very completely, absolutely off. And I, oh, the agony I put myself through after that, thinking, how can I be happy now? It's over. It's over. My happiness is over. There's no way I'm ever going to find someone like her. And then one night at church, a Wednesday night at church, I was walking to my car, and I just screamed at God, I'm done worrying about this. I'm done worrying about having to have a girlfriend. I just want to be happy. I want to enjoy my life. I'm done looking for a girlfriend, God. Now, not long after this, I was in college at this point, is when I discovered Joseph Murphy's book, The Power of the Subconscious Mind. And I talk about that, discovering that book and how I went from near failing grades in college to graduating with honors. I would send you to that episode because it's a cool story, but I can't remember the episode. So if you remember, if you've heard it recently and you remember which episode it is, please reach out to me and let me know. Anyway, not long after that, the most beautiful woman I had ever seen walked into my night class and sat down a couple of rows away from me. Oh, yeah. She's the one. We were engaged a few months later and married the following summer. Now, this all happened. That moment when I screamed at God was the spring of 93. I'm done, God. Now, when I met Kim, when she walked into my night class, was September of 95. We were engaged in December of 95 and married in June of 96. I talk about all of that because that's another fun story. I do remember the episode now for that one. That's episode 168, How I Manifested My Wife. So listen to that one if you want. The point I'm making here is that I was so certain that the other girl was the one I couldn't be happy without, that it had to be her. Until I let that go and chose to live my life, to enjoy life, to let go of this crazy idea that I had to have someone to be happy. And then the perfect one waltzes into class. Not waltzes, sashays in those cute denim skorts. Oh, man. Anyway, Grant and Alessandra talked about their love story here a few episodes ago. Each had given up trying to force something and pared down what they wanted to a feeling. For Alessandra, it was cherished. For Grant, home. Each one knew what that word meant to them. And the word doesn't matter. What matters is what it implies to you, that acceptance of that. Forget the rules. Well, what about the scene? It's just a matter of what you're accepting for yourself. Each knew what they wanted and accepted that it was done. Their acceptance of the end, cherished, home, moved Alessandra nearly 6,000 miles from Germany to Los Angeles. What a love story. We all have that kind of love story within us. For me, it was choosing to live and enjoy life instead of making myself suffer because one particular girl didn't want to marry me. Now, back to my college days and exploring The Power of the Subconscious Mind, the Joseph Murphy book, when I saw how easily my grades were improving by simply knowing that everything I need to know for the test will come out on the test, and falling asleep knowing that it's done. Sometimes I would imagine myself in the classroom, sitting in the desk and putting the pencil down, feeling the satisfaction of acing another test, whether it was a Blue Book essay test or a Scantron. Done. I saw how easy that was, how simply it worked. So I dared to think about love again. And lying in bed at my childhood home, out among the rice fields and the cow pastures, I just dwelt on that feeling of having a loving family, being in love and being loved, and I found myself, in imagination, driving a big SUV, like a Suburban, with children in the back seats, both back seats, kids all over the place, and the kids' laughter coming from the back. And I started laughing at the thrill of it, how beautiful this was. And I heard the laughter of my wife. I looked over, I didn't see her face, but I saw long blonde curls. And I felt that feeling of, oh, this is wonderful. And I drifted off to sleep. Now, it was years and five children later, as we were all driving somewhere in town, in our Suburban, five kids in the back seats, Kim in the passenger seat, that I realized I imagined exactly this some 16 years before. Oh, look, you don't need to buy a special manifesting course to manifest love. It's already happening. If you could allow it to be here, it will show up. It can't help but show up. The lack of love and being unloved is just a story, a lie you've told yourself. It's not who you are. You're this infinite, eternal being telling yourself limited stories. I know it feels, sometimes it feels like you're so connected to the story. Like it seems like it's impossible to break free of it. But it is. And it doesn't take effort. And it doesn't take a special technique. It just takes you willing to say, all right, I'm ready for something better. I'm ready for something more. That's all it takes. It's all about you. It really is. That person, that thing, whatever it is, doesn't cause your happiness or your fulfillment. That's an effect. The person, the thing is an effect. You are the cause. And I found time and time again that if something was seemingly delayed in coming, or I'm feeling frustrated, that stuck feeling, it's because I've forgotten, momentarily at least, who I am, and I'm looking at circumstances and identifying myself with the circumstances, taking what my eyes and ears are telling me as fact, final, set, rather than resting in the comfort of knowing that it's already happening. Even in that moment when I look around and I don't see physical evidence, it's already happening. I've experienced that too often to to go back on that. It's already happening. Back on that night, 30 years ago, I just gave up trying, fighting for love. So for me, it was a few years. But what does that matter? I'm not saying it's going to take you years from now to have the fulfillment of your wishes. But once you do have it, it won't matter one bit how long it seemed to take, because you have it now. A friend of mine likes to say, Mike, I've been struggling, looking for love for 51 years. Why is it taking so long? And my reply is always the same. You're telling me you've been looking and struggling for love since you came out of your mother's womb? He's 51. I told him that, and I tell him often, that the loving, fulfilling relationship is already happening, already being formed for him. And before he knows it, it'll be here. And the years prior won't matter one bit. It only matters, what matters is right now. And a person will never make us happy. A thing or circumstance doesn't fulfill us. The fulfillment is within us. What shows up here, the reflection, the echo, is just that. So knowing that no one or no thing can give you what you want, what is it about that specific person that you believe only they can provide you? When you let go of the insistence that it has to be that thing or that person specifically, some wonderful things happen. More wonderful than you ever thought possible. I'm not going to get into, you know, reminding you have to have faith, or you have to persist, or talk about techniques. It's already yours. Stop fighting yourself and take it from me. I am an experienced prize fighter against myself. For some reason, the fights always end in a draw, though. Never a winner when I'm fighting myself. It is already yours. I love you. I'm feeling twisty.